you just got to make changes. It's just not like it used to be. We used to be able to just grow the crop, load it in a truck, and haul it to town and sell it, be done with it. Mm-hmm. But now we have to grow the crop. We have to find a way to store it. We have to find a market for it. It's just a different deal now.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Huffman has a lot on his mind these days. He is in charge of the farming operation started by his parents on land they purchased nearly 40 years ago. The already changing nature of agriculture, combined with the worst drought in Texas history, is forcing him and other farmers and ranchers in the area to think long and hard about what actions now will help preserve them in the future.
It's our lifestyle. I mean, we don't want to... There's property that's been in the family for a number of years. We don't want to risk that, you know, and we have to keep all that in mind, you know, that we don't want to get so far in debt that we begin to risk the assets of those before us that have worked so hard and saved for it. So we got to be careful.
Riding around in his truck, Huffman sees the results of his family's hard work over the years. 5,000 acres for crops, pasture land for cattle. Huffman Farms is a family-run organization that has also expanded into agricultural business ventures.
We've got a harvesting business, and we've got a trucking business where we deliver feed to the dairies and such like that. So that's the basic part of it. I've got three boys and a wife. We basically take care of all the finances and stuff, and we have 7 or 8 employees.
As a supplier to others in the area, Kevin feels the pinch doubly. He worries about the implications of being unable to meet the needs of his customers.
We've got a stockpile of feed for us. Mm-hmm. We just don't have any extra to sell to the other farms and ranches in the area. I've had just call after call, people want hay or mm-hmm. anything to feed their animals. So,
you know, you're obviously a supplier to so many other farms. What does that mean to you when you don't have that source of income and maybe even just that ability to serve the people who are your clients?
Well, that's kind of the important thing. I mean, you want to keep the clients. You don't want them to have to go somewhere else to find it. They might find a better deal in the future. Or you normally want to take care of everybody. You don't want to gouge them. You don't want to charge them too much. You want to be fair, but yet I'm on this end. I've still got ends to meet and bills to pay. I have half as much feed as I normally have, but I still need the income of a full crop. So you got to find a balance there, you know, not to tick them off too much and still survive.
So, on a percentage basis, is there a percentage number you could talk about as far as what overhead is going up on some of these things?
Oh, gosh. Probably anywhere from 20 to 50%, you know, like especially hay, that's how it is. Hay is a commodity that nobody wants to buy until they need it. So a lot of people wait. Like what would normally be a $40 bale of hay is costing anywhere from 80 to 100 now. And which is really hard to make any profitability spending that kind of money.
We'll continue to view the drought from the perspective of Kevin Huffman this week as we examine the drought's impact on agriculture in the area. Tomorrow, we'll look at how the drought comes on the heels of poor crop performance in the past 4 years, compounding the problem for farmers. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.